Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ocular Pop Podcast. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I am Austin Black, famed YouTuber, and this is Kristen, other famed YouTuber.
I thought I was really famous, supposed to introduce myself.
You're good. So what's up, Kristen?
Okay.
Where are we right now?
Right now, we're in Austin, Texas.
This is our Airbnb.
Yes, in our Airbnb, and we're in this yard with goats.
Yeah, there are
and
goats
chickens
right next to us. They're super sweet.
And the family hosting us is really nice.
Yeah, they're awesome. But it's been a little bit of an interesting stay here because yesterday we got a little bit cranky because it was like 100 degrees, and there is AC inside this camper.
It's not a proper AC.
It's very minimal. Very minimal. So, yeah, we were kind of getting into a little bit of a scuffle, yeah, mostly because of the heat.
It's not as glamorous as it looks.
You also have to sit on a toilet while you shower.
Yeah, I don't know why that term glamping is a thing. Like, a lot of these Airbnbs have glamping, like glamping camper, like, but it's not, there's nothing glamorous about it.
I know. It's,
yeah, I keep bumping my head.
Yeah, she has bumped her head, I think, seven or eight times.
And then I'm just really upset after that, and I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I walk away. I'm like, okay, give her space. She needs to properly get rid of this anger from hitting her head.
Yeah, but overall, it's a cute place. It's probably something we would book in the autumn time.
Yeah, it would be great in the autumn time. So, yesterday we went to Jacob's Well. We're kind of just doing a few things here in Austin for a couple days for a video that I'm making about my birthday. But Jacob's Well was fun. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's like this big, it's this big reservoir with a hole that goes really deep in the ground, and you can jump off. It's like a mini cliff that you can jump off into the hole, and it looks really scary online. It's one of those things that gets shared on Facebook as like crazy vacation
here?
Yeah, destination, but
10 places you must go in Texas.
Yeah, exactly, those Facebook videos with the text over them. It was one of those, but it was cool. It just was a little bit underwhelming compared to what I saw on that.
Yeah, it was really cold, and then this guy mentioned there being leeches in the water.
He picked a little,
yeah,
like, slug or something
a
up.
A tiny leech up, and I was
That's
like,
when Kristen was done.
It's time to go.
Yeah, time to go.
I Jungle Booked kid, what's his name, Mowgli. I Mowgli'd out of there, like, with the rocks.
Yeah, you didn't jump.
I didn't jump, I was
so scared.
I wanted
you to jump. I was actually, you know, we were talking about it before, and my heart was pounding, thinking about jumping, because it looked so scary on Facebook. But in reality, like, it wasn't bad at all.
I would have jumped. I really would have. But I didn't get acclimated to the water. And I was scared. I didn't want to, like, submerge myself in ice. It felt like ice cold water.
Something
like, if you ordered an iced water from Sonic and shoved your hand in it, that's what it felt like. And I didn't want to get that water up my nose and in my mouth and in my ears.
Something about Kristen that you should know is that she can't handle anything colder than, I don't know what, 77 degrees. I think that's, like, your ideal temperature, 77 degrees.
If you guys watched last year's 4th of July vlog and tried to see me jumping off of that big
deck. Oh my gosh. Go back and watch that one.
What is it? It's like a big...
It's just a big deck. It's like the height of a high dive. And
yeah.
Kristen took, I don't
like
know, 100 tries
before I jumped.
100.
If I had a life vest, maybe I would have jumped into the
they
Jacob's
put one,
Well.
Didn't they put one on you? Oh, you had a life vest,
yesterday.
The 4th of July. Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but it was cold. So, yeah, we're working on this birthday video. It's kind of mutated a bit from what it originally was to... It's more of just a vlog, but over the course of a week.
There have been some minor inconveniences.
Yeah.
That have, like, kind of changed what this birthday video is going to end up being.
It
but
is.
It's still good.
I'm super happy with it. I'm no less happy with it than I was before. So we went to Kansas last weekend. We took a road trip up to Kansas to see one of our favorite bands, Parquet Courts. And that was like a fun little, we didn't shoot a ton, but it was a fun little trip to document. Just in general, we, you know, usually when we're vlogging, we're constantly shooting or constantly talking about what we're going to shoot. With this Kansas trip, it was a little bit different because it was more just like two or three just sessions of shooting and then just having the camera away for long periods of time.
It was nice. I'm shocked that Kansas is such a beautiful state.
I know. Well, Kansas seems, I don't know, it seems very, there's like just nothing there, and it's just like, you get the feeling you're driving through the middle of nowhere, but like it is luscious. Pretty. It's at least pretty.
Yeah.
But it, I don't know, I don't like that much emptiness.
Really? It looked like luscious farmland to me.
It does look like
it's
luscious
like really farmland. Beautiful. You don't see that in Texas. It looks, unless you're around here.
It looks just like the Microsoft wallpaper. Mm-hmm. Exactly like it. Yeah. Everywhere. As far as the eye can see. But Lawrence is cool.
Yeah, Parquet Courts was cool.
Yeah, we saw a castle too. Very briefly. So, you are listening to the Ocular Pop Podcast. This is something that we've been talking about doing, I don't know, I mean, for probably 8 or 9 months to a year, we've been talking about this as something we could possibly do when we get bigger, and then we kind of just decided to take the plunge.
Yeah, it's because your birthday.
Yeah.
I was originally gonna get you, like, take you on a shopping spree, but of course he turned around and said, no, like, I would just want these two pieces of equipment instead.
It's like the story of my life.
I can get clothes later. I can take care of myself later.
It's the story of my life. I'm going to be walking around with a pair of jeans with a hole in them, but we have these microphones that we can use to podcast, so I don't know who's laughing now.
What is it? Priorities?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we picked these mics up from the Whole Foods here in Austin.
Yeah.
Like, we ordered a few days ago at home, and they weren't going to ship in time before we left for this trip. So you made arrangements to get them.
I had it shipped to an Amazon locker, which I've never done before. My favorite thing about it is it's just like, you've got this big locker with a lot of shelves. Everybody's probably used Amazon locker, and we look like idiots who have never used it.
They're like, been around.
But you've got all these lockers, and you type in your code, and then a random one just like beeps and opens. It looks super cool.
So we got these microphones.
Surprisingly, these come in big boxes, actually.
Mm-hmm. They're really nice.
They are nice. I like them.
So, the podcast. Yeah.
The podcast. So, we debated for a long time on the title of the podcast because our business is called Ocular Pop, but we don't really want for the podcast to be associated only with our business. We want the podcast... We've got an airplane coming overhead... So yeah, we didn't want the podcast to be identified only with our business or like only with my YouTube. So we were trying to think of unique names for the podcast. We really didn't have any luck. And we just settled on the Ocular Pop Podcast because the one thing that we really want to push with Ocular Pop in general is that it's Kristen and I that you're hiring, you know, as the people who are going to produce your video or photos, you know,
mm-hmm.
we want it to be very much based on you and me as part of the branding. So the podcast kind of fell into that.
Right.
So we took a long time to figure out the name for Ocular Pop. That took a long time. That was like multiple months.
Yeah, it was stressful. We told ourselves we're going to open a business together. We're going to like work together starting January 1st. And January 1st was creeping up and up and up, and we had no name, and it was stressing me out.
I know. It was, what happened was, we were texting about it pretty seriously, like, because we'd been putting it off, and I was in the big lecture hall at UNT. It was before I graduated, and we were watching, like, a documentary, and I was just on my phone going through a thesaurus, trying to find cool words that could work as a business name. And I kept, like, coming across Oculus and Ocular, those words. And I thought those were cool.
Yes. So, ocular. The definition of ocular is of or connected with the eyes or vision.
Yeah, and then pop just, like, sounded cool, and then it also has this, like, eye-popping, like, meaning to it.
Yeah.
And what really sold it for me is when I Googled Ocular Pop, and absolutely nothing came up.
It is kind of a weird business name compared to, like, in Fort Worth, everybody is, like, Kristen Garcia Photography, or, like, I don't know, pretty, like, simple names. So I get a lot of, like, eyebrow raises with our name because I think it is a little stranger.
It is a little weird. Yeah, a lot of people don't use the word ocular in their, like, everyday vocabulary, I'm guessing. But we started this podcast. We kind of wanted to have it be just an extension of everything we do, but also different than everything we do. I want this to be a place where we can be a little bit more candid with everybody and be a little bit more personal about what's going on in our lives. You feel that way?
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel like a lot of people ask us stuff.
Yeah.
And
this is just an excuse to not have to answer people. No, I'm just kidding.
We just
don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, just go listen to the podcast. Yeah,
just don't even communicate with us. Just listen to this podcast.
No, but we're busy and we have a lot going on and I want to share that.
I know. Yeah. Well, and it's also like, it's always fun for me to like start a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I spent a lot of time last night figuring out how to like get this all formatted and if we were going to use GarageBand or Audition. Like, it was fun. It was a fun little creative challenge for me.
And we went with what, Audition? Is that what we did?
No, we're recording in GarageBand.
You ended up downloading it?
It was already downloaded.
Oh, okay.
But thank you. Thank you for your concern.
I thought you didn't have it downloaded.
It only, so when you open GarageBand, it has to download like 2 gigabytes of stuff. And it's just all of the instruments and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're just recording audio.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
It's not all fancy. Yeah.
So a lot of you may not know what our business even is. We have a business called Ocular Pop, and it is a small production company in Fort Worth, Texas. People can hire us to do photos, videos, etc. Content.
Yeah, if you have any questions regarding making content, we can help you.
Yeah. And I mean,
whether it's for any topic, a lot of people have specialties.
Yeah.
But we'll do like almost anything.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I really want to sharpen my skills on a lot of different things. We actually went to this conference called the B&H Depth of Field Conference, and one of the speakers there was saying that you need to find a niche, basically. You need to be the guy who shoots wedding videos, or you need to be the person who does editorial photography.
Mm-hmm.
But we're kind of in that mode where, at the moment, we want to do everything.
Yeah. So, like, music videos, commercials, wedding films, birthday films.
Yeah, we've been...
YouTube videos.
We've been booking weddings, like, at such a large frequency that I'm almost afraid to, like, typecast us as, like, wedding filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, not that that would be the worst thing, because I enjoy doing them, and it's good for us to do them, but I want to do more stuff. So hopefully we get a music video going here soon or something.
Yeah, I hope so.
But what did you think of the B&H Depth of Field Conference? Worth flying to New York for?
Yeah, I think it was worth it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think the last day was kind of sloppy, but it's because it was raining.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get to do, like, the video portion all the way, but I thought it was really good. It was really inspiring and motivating.
Yeah.
I kind of like had a lot of aha moments with our business.
I feel like that too. I feel like part of that is just being in the environment of New York, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we could almost get a lot of value just from going to New York every now and then. We've talked about like maybe once we've made it kind of big that we could do these like editing sessions for like a few weeks or a month at a time and stay in New York just to edit. Like, we have, like, shooting season and then, like, a little editing season.
Yeah, like our little summer break.
And I think that would be cool. I think it's really important, like, we're talking about moving to Dallas, to the Deep Ellum area. And I think it's really important for me to be in an environment where things inspire you to, like, be more creative. 'Cause right now, where we're living, it's kind of tough to be inspired just because it's all it's all just like a bunch of land and commercial stuff, and it there's nothing too interesting. Yeah,
and I don't think some people like understand that, which is okay.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are like, oh yeah, there's these nice apartments like off this highway over here.
I know.
And it's like, I think for a couple years,
it's really even important.
If it's just for a couple years, I really want to move to downtown Dallas.
Yeah. I think it's super important. Yeah. And we're looking at these live workspaces that are kind of a little bit commercial, a little bit residential. We saw this beautiful one that was like, it had a huge space down below, and then it had a spiral staircase, and it went up to a second living area. And I thought that one was really cool. It's kind of exactly what we're looking for in a place that we can be creative and run our business
downstairs
and have our living space separate upstairs. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was a nice place.
It was a nice area. It's right by where the Texas State Fair was. So
yeah, we still have a lot of shopping to do, but
yeah, we do. But
at least we know what we want.
We definitely do. Yeah. We were talking about our business. So I want to talk to you a little bit about production company.
Okay.
What does production company mean to you?
I guess it means...
People have been confused that we call ourselves a production company. It's weird.
It's just like we're producing content for people.
I know.
Local businesses.
It also, I think it sounds like it sounds like we're wanting to scale it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think the name kind of implies that we're hoping to work on bigger projects down the line.
Yeah. So we're not just like wedding film, like local, like music videos. Like, if somebody has a big project for us, like,
yeah,
I would take it on.
Oh, totally. Me too. It would be fun to work on like a documentary or even something like
mm-hmm.
I've talked about doing cool a few nonfiction things.
Yeah, that would be cool to produce, like, a short film for somebody.
Yeah, no, I would love that.
We're talking about actually kind of doing that.
Yeah, with the screenwriting group.
Scale, yeah. Yeah,
we have all the equipment to do it. That would be cool. So I want to say to our audience, thank you, first of all, for listening to this or watching this. Leave us a comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us where you're listening to this from. We would love any constructive criticism. This first episode might run a little bit rough because we've literally never done this before. This is not like we didn't practice. This is like our first go at it, our official first go. So give us a lot of creative feedback.
Roast us.
What you think? Yeah, roast us. Roast us online.
Do y'all like Austin's yellow hat?
This new yellow hat, I love it. I got it at Urban Outfitters, where I get all of my clothes from, basically.
One point.
I get my clothes from Urban Outfitters or at concerts.
It's not a cotton hat. It's like a raincoat material hat.
It's nice.
Very summery.
I feel like it makes my head look smaller because the bill's so big. It really does. I have a small head now. So I thought we would end this first episode of the podcast talking about how we met.
Oh, Lord.
Let's tell the story. The scandalous story.
No, okay. So I was the first one to notice Austin.
Yeah.
And this is so embarrassing, telling this story, but I was 15.
Austin
was 15. Oh my gosh.
That's almost 10 years ago.
Yes. And so we both went to the same high school. Austin was a grade above me, but I had gotten to school really early just to get to a mm-hmm. class or something. Like maybe I had to go to tutorials or something. I don't know. So nobody's at the school yet. And I'm just walking, like minding my business. And this boy opened the door for me, and he opens the door, and I didn't really think much of it, but walking to my class, I kept thinking, like, man, that boy was kind of cute. And so then I didn't think much of it. So I was walking to a different class with one of my best friends, and she pointed across the courtyard and was like, hey, that boy's cute. And it wasn't Austin, but I was like, hey, the guy that he's talking to, I saw him the other day and I think he's cute. But I had no idea what his name was. Didn't know like what grade he was in, nothing. So I started thinking about it a little bit more, and I knew the guy he was talking to, so I went onto his Facebook friends, and I was just scrolling, looking at profile pictures.
Expert Facebook stalker.
Yeah.
Kristen is an expert.
So I don't know how, but like I found his profile, and I don't know how I knew it was you really at first, because like your picture was you playing hockey.
Me playing hockey, yeah.
So you had a cage on and everything.
It wouldn't have been, yeah.
So I guess I scrolled through your pictures, and then I messaged you and was like, hey, you're cute.
Hey,
like,
you're really cute.
That's it. That's all I said.
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of message you got there.
It was interesting for me because I remember getting that message pretty well, and I was really confused because I didn't know if I was supposed to know who you were.
Oh, I know. I didn't say, hey, I don't know you.
I was concerned that I was supposed to know who you were, but I
like,
didn't.
Yeah, like, it's like you talk to me every day in math class. Yeah, so anyways, that was a little creepy. And then, like, it took us, like, a couple weeks because I was too shy to actually come say hi to you. Mm-hmm. But it was around, like, the last day of school, like, where we finally met.
Yes.
And it was just...
We had some AV classes together after that.
Yeah, I think this is a long story. I need to cut it short. But anyways, we exchanged phone numbers. We kind of texted as friends. We figured out we had AV classes together the next year. We sat together in that class, and we were probably best friends all year long.
Yeah.
But nothing ever happened until the end of your junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that then, was, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then we were, like, officially boyfriend and girlfriend for, like, 2 months.
This is, like, silly high school drama.
Silly high school drama. We ended up breaking up, and then, like, we had a class the next year.
Yeah, an awkward class.
Like, we were afraid to talk to each other because, like, we had broken up, you know?
We always, like, talk about how we could just slam dunk on all those kids that sucked at AV now.
I know. So,
like,
yeah.
If we could only go back to that class, we would be together and we would just be slam dunking on everybody with our videos.
I know. We sat at opposite ends of the classroom. And so, like, I would just avoid you at all costs.
And until then we were partners.
One time you had the courage to ask if I wanted to be your partner, and ooh. I was like, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we didn't see each other for a couple years after high school.
Yeah, we didn't.
And then I got another social media message, and that sparked a new relationship. And it's been
We got smoothies.
Great ever since.
We got smoothies kind of just to, like, catch up. And then I was like, well, I don't want to leave yet. You're fun to talk to.
Yeah. I was so worried that I was boring you. Because on that first date a couple years ago, we went to Smoothie King, and then we were just walking around a Best Buy.
I know.
Just looking at appliances.
And then it's just like, okay, like, normal people would have ended the date at the smoothie place.
Yeah.
We were both being so awkward, but we really wanted to, like, spend time with each other and talk.
We're strange people. I really think that we're strange people in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But. And we share our strangeness, which is good.
Aw.
Very similar, yet also strange.
I know, and then it's like we've grown stranger.
I know.
Together, and, like, we don't fit in with anybody else.
I know. Well, I always think, like, maybe that's kind of a good thing because I feel like we're pretty unique, but maybe it's also a bad thing.
Maybe people think we're, like, hermits.
I know.
They only hang out with each other.
I know. It's bizarre. Well, I think that about wraps up the first episode of the Ocular Pop podcast. How did we do? How did it sound? Let us know. And we will see you once a week. We gonna do this once a week? You think we can?
Yeah, I want to do once a week. I don't want to be one of those podcasts that posts too much.
Today is Friday, so we can do this podcast every Friday, just like Casey Neistat.
Yeah.
It's an exact clone of the Casey Neistat podcast. Basically.
Kind of.
It's very similar, and we'll be talking to his lawyers after this. Anyways, guys, see you later.
Toodaloo.
We're signing off.
Signing
goodbye.
Off.